Choice is a mountain for a lot of reasons. Choice is a mountain because you've never been allowed to have it, because you believe you're not supposed to have it, and you have allowed other people to make it, because you have been too lazy to make your own choices because of all of your judgments of what the choices would be. And if you make those choices, then you have to deal with your guilt and your shame of the judgments that you made because you made a choice. So, because of that, you turned over your ability to make a choice to someone else. It's my boss, it's my mother, it's my husband, it's my wife, it's my friend, it's my child. I allow them to make the choices, then I can judge their choices and not feel so bad about myself. But God forbid you should give me the actual choice to make the choice myself. Holy shit, that's too much power. I don't want to deal with that. So I make it really hard so that I don't have to make the choices, so I don't have to go in judgment of my choices, so I don't actually have to do anything. So I get to avoid doing anything because I don't want to make choices, because I will judge the choices I've made, so I'm going to avoid the choices. Back to that whole polarity and positive negative baloney. So, but I want to be free. Oh, and I want to be happy, by the way, but somebody else make that choice for me, because I ain't. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Freedom doesn't come from someone else making choices for you. Freedom doesn't come from someone else doing it for you. It only makes you an invalid, a cripple, or what we were saying earlier is enslaved, entrapped, imprisoned, whatever word you want to use. You have created your own prison by not making your own choices. And you bought the program about making choices because it worked at the moment. You didn't have to feel guilty, you didn't have to feel ashamed, you didn't have to look at your programs, and you didn't have to most of all be honest about how you were feeling. You only had to go along with the program. If you did it with a smile, everybody thought you were happy, and if you did it with a frown, everybody thought you were angry. So that was better than being ashamed and guilty and actually having to make a choice and be responsible for it. But also it keeps you trapped and limited. Makes you go around in the same circles in your relationships, makes you go around in the same circles with your children, and makes you go around the same circles with your work, makes you go around the same circles about being happy in life or not happy in life. Keeps you entirely trapped in polarity by not making choices. Because what you have decided was that I will go on the merry-go-round of life, and it won't be so merry, but I'm going to go round. And wow, I'll complain about it while I'm on the horse. But I won't get off. I'll actually pay for another ticket to go around again. You know what? I don't like my relationship. I don't like the way it is with my children. I think I'm going to buy another ticket so I don't have to make a choice and somebody will be mad at me, and then I'll have to feel guilty about being mad, and then I'll have to judge myself for making a choice. Forget that. Give me another ticket. I'm going round again.